In this slide, we can see a couple of different examples of different pathways that either act by the endocrine system alone or that interact with the nervous system as well. In the first example, example A in your diagram here on the left, is a simple endocrine pathway. So in this pathway, there's no interaction with the nervous system. This type of pathway, there's some sort of stimulus that will affect one of the glands of the endocrine system. So in this example, the stimulus will be that there's low blood glucose levels. In this situation, a receptor protein on the pancreas will be activated and will signal the pancreas to release a hormone that it produces called glucagon. This hormone will exit the pancreas and enter the bloodstream, at which point it will travel throughout the body until the hormone contacts its target effector, which in this case is the liver. Once the target is reached by the hormone, it will activate a signaling pathway that will ultimately cause the effect that it desires. In this case, the target effector, the liver, once it's activated by the hormone, will cause the breakdown of glycogen, which will increase the blood glucose levels ultimately. So the stimulus, remember, was low blood glucose levels, causes the release of a hormone, which in turn increases blood glucose levels.